resort living every day? Live at Mandalay. From $399,900 for eligible first home buyers. As well as the championship golf course, clubhouse, gym and pool, it's only 40 minutes north of Melbourne.
Obviously, the kids started school yesterday. And we enrolled Lulu like 3 days before. So we were in a bit of a rush, got the uniform, got everything done. And then I went in to hand in the forms on Wednesday afternoon before she started on Thursday. And the all the teachers come out and I'm like, hi. And I'm like, yeah, God, here we go again.
Do they do this?
No, they
it's you, isn't it?
No, they knew I was coming. It was like a line.
Not really.
It was like when the Royals come, Byron.
You know,
yeah,
when
we're all standing. Do they ask for selfies?
Yeah, no one cared. anyway, the IT guy came out and said, oh, we've got an iPad thing. They've got like a seminar on Monday to go through all the iPad stuff. And she said, have you got the iPad? I said, yeah, Lou's got an iPad at home. Blah, blah, blah. No, we don't want any games on the iPad, so she needs to get a new one. Which is fair enough because I don't trust Lulu. If she goes to school with an iPad, she's going to be playing her games. She's just sitting there playing Fortnite.
Yeah.
So I went to the JB Hi-Fi, brought a new iPad, just a normal iPad, not with 32 gig.
Just a school one.
Yeah, just a school one. One that they all get, I said to the guy. Anyway, get home. This is at about 6 o'clock, oh, about 5:30. Get home. And then I'm on the phone in the morning here. Oh, you weren't here. So I'm on the phone talking to Byron, and the kids rang with the FaceTime. Say, oh, we're all ready. And all I hear is, Rah! Lulu bawling her eyes out. She's dropped something on her iPad, smashed, full thing, gone.
No.
I had a lifespan of 9 hours.
You're
gone,
joking.
Done. And I sat there.
What got dropped on it?
Well, she reckons that she doesn't know.
I reckon her other iPad has landed on her new iPad.
Yeah, that's what I reckon. I reckon it's fallen off when she's asleep and just knocked it off. Oh, God, she freaked out. And the night before, Boxy, you've got to get all these apps on the thingo for the kids for school.
Right.
There was literally 100 apps.
And you've done them
And
all.
Because I did, so my credit card's over there and you download them all off your iTunes. And because Lulu's iPad, I used her thumbprint to access it so no one else can get into it. So for every app, she had to put a thumbprint on. It took about 2 hours.
And
now it's smashed.
And it had a 9-hour life.
Yeah.
You bought something really expensive. It's an iPad.
Yeah, it didn't.
And it lasted nine hours.
It literally had a sleepover. And now it's dead.
Do you know, I'm not saying it's a coincidence, but this morning Mike was saying, because he's only bought a car a few weeks ago. How many weeks ago did Mike buy the car?
2 weeks, I think it was.
2 weeks ago.
He's our audio guy, Mike.
That car's a big investment. Oh, it's already broken down. Mike, what's wrong with your car?
The fuel pump went after 4 hours.
Four hours.
God, Mike, I'll get Mercedes-Benz Brighton.
That would never happen.
998 Nepean Highway. Get down there. Beautiful.
Wouldn't happen with Western Nissan Caroline Springs either. Stick with the best.
Hang on, two against one. You can't win that one. 131060, maybe Feb, just people might make you feel better and console you by also having broken really expensive things. Not that Lulu broke it, but... having things.
Lulu, who broke it? Wasn't me.
It
wasn't me.
1019 The Fox. There's a broken iPad after 9 hours.
No. I didn't break the iPad.
I'm looking after your daughter.
Yes.
I'm trying to protect her.
I said to Lulu when we got home, when I picked the kids up, I said, what's happened to the iPad? She said, when I woke up, it was fine. And then I had breakfast and I went back upstairs and it was broken. She blamed Daniel. Daniel was at footy training. She blamed Mia. Mia was in bed. And she blamed Lenny, and Lenny never went up there.
Oh, no.
So I was like, was it the boogeyman? Like, did someone... She goes, well, I don't know who did it. Oh, God.
It was a big day for her.
And I'm like, I've never lied ever. So don't be like that. I don't know where she gets it from. Just try to blame everyone. But if you're going to have a story, at least... have something where you can literally twist the lie into someone else's little web.
Or if you're going to point fingers at anyone in the house, point them at your dad.
Surely.
I just would have gone with Lenny and just stuck at it. And let
that's
what I would have done. I wouldn't have switched and blame everyone else.
Yeah, just blame
one person.
Blame your sister, because
that's
believable.
How you lie. Yeah. Like, we always blame Byron.
Yeah.
And then people believe it.
But Fev, you're not a liar.
100% not.
You're not alone, Fev. Julian in Doncaster. Hi, Julian.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Good. Did you have a good investment that you busted very quickly?
I did, yes. I brought an iPhone 7 brand new for just over $1,000. And I went into the shower, but couldn't hear my music from outside, so I decided to bring the iPhone in because I thought it was waterproof.
Oh!
Because that's what they advertise it for.
Yes.
And then as soon as I got out of the shower, home screen was gone and home button was gone.
Oh. Julian! Did you, Julian, you raise a really interesting point, because when I was swimming the other day, one of my friends was saying, "Oh, you can dunk your iPhone in the water," and I'm like, "You can't do that."
Doesn't feel right, does it?
But I reckon you had a leg to stand on, Julian. Yeah. Did you take it back and say this isn't waterproof?
Yeah, I took it to Apple, and they're like, "Oh no, we don't cover any water damaged." And I'm like,
"It's not waterproof."
Well, that's that.
Bad luck.
As Jules. If it's waterproof.
Yeah.
Well, you just...
Somebody said that to me the other day. I don't believe it.
I just don't understand why you'd just not have music for 6 minutes.
Shower? I get that.
It's a think tank.
Yeah, I take nice a stubby to have in the music shower. In the shower. Mm,
beautiful. Stubby in the shower is the best.
Okay.
I can't believe you take a stubby in the shower.
Oh, have you had a beer in the shower?
It's actually a beautiful thing. No, I have, Faith. And you have the water on you, and then you drink the cold beer. And then once I also, there was in a hotel where you had a TV built into the shower, and I was watching football while drinking beer and the water running over me.
Wow. Jeez, hotel was that?
Oh, beautiful.
How good a wicket are you on?
Yeah, where were you?
Stayed at hotels.
One of the Crown Hotel somewhere.
Oh, really? Did you pay?
Of course not. I wouldn't pay for that.
Mel in Wanturna. Hey, Mel.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Mel. What did you bust or break, and how quickly did you do it?
So a couple of months ago, I picked up my brand new car at about 4 p.m. from Hyundai. That night, we're sitting in the lounge room, big gust of wind, heard a big bang go outside. The roof antenna fell off my big chimney straight onto the top of my car and caused some serious damage.
So 5 hours it took for that to happen.
And the insurance company took a bit to convince, like, photos. I had to do reports. They couldn't believe it themselves that, you know, such amount of damage had been caused in only 5 hours.
You should have said to the insurance company, "Have you seen your commercial ads?" Because they do, you know, there's some insurance companies do commercial ads where you go, whoa, that's
crazy.
Crazy stuff happens.
They get caught up at Ship Creek.
Yeah, that's right.
Danny in Woodend. Hey, Danny.
How you going, guys?
Good, Danny. We believe you've broken the record for breaking something the quickest.
I think so. I took the wife out shopping about 4 weeks ago at one of the stores and bought her a brand new Smeg stove. Cost me $2,500.
Whoa!
Well, you're looking at stoves at the moment. Is it a good one?
It is absolute ripper, mate. She loves baking in it. But that's the second one that she bakes in, because when we picked the unit up from the store, I strapped it down on the back of the ute, proceeded to jump on the Calder Freeway to head off home. The strap snapped and the Smeg went bye-bye.
Up Danny!
Absolutely destroyed. I mean, everything. It was scattered all over the highway, so I quickly picked up what I could. Rang the store back and said, "Mate, have you got insurance for idiots?" And they went, "Unfortunately not." So I said, "Can you do me a deal on another one?" And they said, "We can give you $600 off the floor stock that we have left."
Well, right? That's nice.
The wife would love that. Thank you so much. I'm on my way back.
Literally cooked it, didn't you, Danny?
Hey! 101.9 The Fox. The Fox. It was a massive day yesterday morning for our very own Fifi Box. Trixie's first day of prep school. And look, it was emotional for Fifi. In fact, we checked in with Fifi during the show. She wasn't here in the studio. She was obviously attending to Trixie. And it was a challenging time.
I was good. I got up. I made lunch. I got the uniform out. Everything's labelled. I woke her up. I've got her dressed. And now I don't think I can take her. I'm hiding in my room because she hasn't seen me cry yet. At the school, we're going to be a mess.
Yeah. There's so many memories of Trixie on this show, so we've made a little bit of a montage for you. So sit back and enjoy this.
Here we go.
She's my baby, like she was born yesterday. What happened?
I saw your flyers on.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't. Dear Trix, it all worked out in the end for me because I got you.
Trix, are you my best friend?
I'm sorry to say this, but no.
Trixie.
There we go for
you,
Fife.
There you go, Boxy.
What are you doing to me? Oh, my, what have we just done? It has made it so much worse.
So where
was the rest of it?
Trying to help. It was just a little recap. We're trying to help, and unfortunately, Fief lost it again. So she was already sobbing, and then by the end of that emotional montage, she was absolutely beside herself.
I'm surprised you didn't play it all.
Yeah, I would have played it
all. Well, I didn't edit it.
I would have played it all.
I'll send the feedback through to someone else.
I'm waiting for her to go, I'm just fashion. It's my favourite bit.
I know.
Either way, she was crying. That's the point.
Well, we didn't get her. We've had to play the whole montage. We would have got her again.
Sure. We'll find it for you later.
Come on, Byron. What's your game, bro? Anyway, Trixie's first day.
Yes, I know. It was gorgeous. It was so lovely. And I, you know what? I was so emotional when I got there to the school.
Great
but
uniform.
She was great. I know. Well, it's funny. I ended up uploading photos to Instagram last night at about 7:30 because it was such a big day for me to get through. And when I dropped her off, I went home and I actually had to lie down. I had to put myself to bed just to get over it. And
stayed
and I was
there till 3:30 pickup.
Yep, started playing Barbra Streisand's "The Way We Were" and all these songs.
Oh, wow!
It was strange because it all hit me all of a sudden. I think I'd been all tough over summer, going, I don't know what parents are talking about. Like, it's fine. She's just going to school. And then it was like 24 hours beforehand, bang. So I recovered all day yesterday, but I kept getting messages from people going, how did it go? How did it go? So last night I did upload the cute little photo.
How did she go?
She did great. She's still.
No one's asked that yet.
I don't know. No, she was great. She loved it. And when I went to pick her up, and they all, you had to wait outside. Yeah. And then the teacher, she's wonderful, Mrs. Ward, she brought the girls out.
Wardy.
And she ran up to me and gave me a big hug, and that made me feel so much better. But I'm one of those mums. What happened? What did you learn? What did you eat for lunch? Who did you play with?
Yep.
And another mum gave me a great tip last night on Instagram, and she said, don't ask too many questions. Like, ask one.
Right.
And if they're going to engage, go for it. Like, then keep going. But if they've had a big day at school and they don't want to be overwhelmed. And I went, that's really because I'm that annoying,
mate,
like woodpecker mum. Bang, 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 bang.
I was like Pac-Man. Blah, blah, blah. Same thing. I asked probably 15 questions each to each of them.
I know.
Mm, which was good. Big day. And it's a great day because all the parents, I didn't get to drop off the kids, obviously. I had to work.
You're a professional. Which,
yeah,
well
professional.
Done.
But
I'm not saying you're not.
I picked them up and all the mums and dads were there picking them up and all the kids come running out. It was so cute.
It
doesn't stop. It's the same as when she goes to grade one.
I know. I'm going to be all the same again.
Same thing.
Do I get another day off next year?
Oh, geez, I might put Toby in ELC next year. Get a day off. 101.9
The Fox. So yesterday, a momentous day for you. What happened, Fief? What was the landmark?
First day at school. Prep. Yeah. She's a little preppy now.
Mm. Good
second
old
day at school. I'm not there.
She used to spend so much.
You can have next week off.
Sure. She used to spend so much more time with you, obviously, growing up. And we've all grown up with Trixie on the radio show. And, you know, yesterday, Fev and I played a beautiful montage to you down the phone line because you were with Trixie about to drop her off. And at the time, you cried and sobbed.
Well, it was really inappropriate timing.
Sorry. It was really good timing.
I mean, I was trying to protect her from my tears.
Let's relive that right now. And I'm sure now you're far more emotionally centered. And you are ready.
I believe she was hiding in a cupboard this time.
Yes, she was in the fetal position in a cupboard when we played this to her yesterday.
I had Trixie on a list, you know, years ago when I thought, oh, one day if I had a little girl, I'd call her Trixie.
The friend of fashion. The one who is so fashion is me. And the one who's so fashion is me.
Hola, bonjour.
She's going into the world.
Yeah.
She won't care what you think anymore. No. She's now going to get influenced by other people and teachers.
100%.
But I'm her everything.
Now, what did you call Mum before?
Boring.
I'm not boring. Do you really think I'm boring?
Yes.
Trix, do you remember the other day when I accidentally locked you in the garage?
That's me.
What's the new show? What's it called?
Trixie, Lily, and Lenny.
No, hang on, but where's Byron and Fev?
They're not in the shop.
Whoa.
She's my baby, like she was born yesterday. What happened?
I saw your flyers on.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't. Dear Trix, it all worked out in the end for me because I got you.
Trix, are you my best friend?
I'm sorry to say this, but no.
Trixie.
How'd you go that time? A little bit better?
I'm a little bit better today.
Oh,
although that, it just when I listen to it again, gee, she winds me up, doesn't she?
You know what helps?
She's really got me.
A delivery from Uber Eats from Schmucks.
I'm eating my emotions right now.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox. Boxy, why yesterday, while you were having the day off, slept into 8?
No, excuse me, I was up making school lunch, being stressed, labelling uniforms.
Because we rang you at like 7 and you didn't answer. I thought you might be
asleep. If I was ever going to answer at 7.
I know, I want to make a breakfast.
Well, I bet.
We put a bet on it.
With old mate.
I was convinced you would answer it and I lost the
bet.
Well,
you're a parent. You should know that 7 a.m. in the morning, getting a kid ready for school.
We just thought you might have
never going to happen.
Something I shouldn't have answered, Boxy. I got a message yesterday at about 8:20.
While we were on air.
I got a message and it was from a number I didn't know and it said, please contact S/C Warren of the Horsham CIU at your convenience. And I'm like,
doesn't that put the fear of God in you?
Oh, God, my stomach just turned. I'm like, Horsham? I don't think I've ever been to Horsham. Anyway, so I googled CIU and it come up all these American like cop shows. And I'm like, oh, God, what's happened? And
what department's that?
Yes, had no idea. But then I googled and I said,
Crime Investigation Unit?
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I reckon that's what it is.
I just saw the cops and they were arresting people and I got really scared. And then I said to Byron, I've just got this message, mate. I don't know what it is. And I said, read out the number and the number's weird because it's Horsham. It's in it's rural. Anyway. I googled the number and it actually come up Horsham, Horsham thing. I'm like, oh God! And I should have got my radio brain on, Boxy. After the show, I didn't want to ring them my number because I didn't want them to have my number. But they text my number,
so they had your number.
They had my number anyway, so I should have just called off. So I rang, got Leon to dial the number.
Yeah.
And anyway, Warren answered.
Constable Warren.
Constable Warren, and he said, "I said, g'day, mate. It's Brendan Favola here." And he goes, "Who?" I said, Brendan Favola, and he goes, oh wow. I said, Carlton mate, I just got a message to give you a call. And he says, is this really you? I said, yeah. He goes, oh, this has made my bloody day. And I'm like, well, you've wrecked my day. What have I done? And he said, what's your number? And I read out my number. He goes, oh, no. Instead of the 8, I should have put a 7. I've got the wrong number.
Oh, God. Phew.
40 minutes, man. What? I was packed.
I don't blame you, Fev, but also,
I've done nothing wrong, but I'm just like, I was scared.
You might also expect the Crime Investigation Unit to get that bit right.
Yeah, I know, but then I'm thinking, now I know the other guy's number. I'm like, he's in a bit of trouble.
Whoa.
Do you know, it's someone's funny, though, when a wrong number turns out to be something like that, because I remember I had a friend and she got a call. I'm just trying to think who it was. It was someone like, I want to say an Australian Idol person.
It would have been a celebrity.
Andy G or James Matheson. No, it was.
Andy G. Now, Osher.
Oh, sorry, Osher. But back then he was Andy G.
G, yeah.
I remember she got a wrong number and it was someone famous and it was like freaked her out. And she was like, she's probably still telling that story at dinner parties. Like when the wrong number sort of goes right.
So I'm sorry, no, you weren't trying to reach me, but who are you out of interest? Oh, I'm Andy G from Australian Idol. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Well, okay, look, 131060, I'm not expecting people to say that famous people have dialed the wrong numbers.
Right.
But just the wrong number, you could end up marrying the guy who rang you and it was the wrong number.
Any number.
You could end up having a date with a person.
That's true, you
get
talking, if someone sounds interesting, you might start chatting to them. I know it's the wrong number, but how are you? What's up?
I remember when I lived in London, like years ago, I was like 21. When I was nannying, and I had a day off, and I answered the landline I was living in the place with about 10 Kiwis.
Prince William?
And I was in a bed sit in Fulham. And I answered the phone and a guy, and it was the wrong number.
You're hooked
but
up.
Then it got really weird.
Did you say hello?
No, it was one of those guys that just ring numbers to freak out girls.
Oh, okay, that's not
really
cool. We don't really want that sort of call.
Sorry.
131060.
Probably should have left that one in the kit.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't have brought that one up. 131060. I mean, Fev may well become very good friends with Constable Warren in Horsham. I mean, this might lead to something.
He was pretty happy. I'm happy to have a chat with him again, but. So if anyone wants to ring Byron, Byron's number is 04.
Yeah, okay, here we go. 1019. The Fox. The Fox.
I've been getting excited, Fev, because I keep hearing that 5G is on its way. And remember when 4G came in and suddenly we were like, how did we live with 3G? And sometimes, particularly when I go through the Burnley Tunnel, when I come out, or while you're in there, you lose reception, which is an issue.
I usually charge about 10G. I don't know. You talk about phones.
Yeah.
Hey.
Okay. Ah.
Singer. Where's the comedian?
The hosting,
right. Very good. But anyway, sometimes when I go through a certain part of the Burnley Tunnel and the Monash, I go into 3G, which I'm like, hang on.
Old school.
Who were Essendon's sponsor? They had the big 3G on their footy jumper.
Oh.
I think that was a company.
Hutchison. That was Hutchison 3.
That was actually a company.
But I love that because 3G barely works. If I've got 3G on my phone, I can't even make a phone call. Right. Like it's so four.
You have a lot of problems with your phone.
I do, don't I? 5G, I'm so pumped about. Anyway,
so what will it do? 5G, everything.
Just be better, faster, it's like a better high reception. Number. You shouldn't break. Just things. Data will go be quicker. Faster, quicker. I assume.
Actually, are you sure that the phone calls aren't made through the cellular network, and then it's just data for the G?
I have no idea what 5G means.
Just checking.
I have no idea. I just.
Just sounds good.
I just know that if I've got 4G, my phone's humming. If it slips back to 3G, I'm in trouble.
Mate, if you've got 4G, you're like a nice little V8 supercar. But 5G is like one of the
Maserati.
Yeah.
Now the only thing is, so they've overnight they've released the 60 Australian suburbs that they're going to trial it in. So here we go. Actually, this I should have read the article. It tells you.
Perfect. It'd be bright. And wasn't that Bayside?
High speed mobile internet downloads.
Great.
Well, it's funny you
mentioned Bayside will be somewhere.
you think the whole world revolves around the bay?
Well, it's a beautiful spot.
It is a beautiful spot, beach. But we don't all live there.
No, we got beach.
Yeah, I know, but there's other great parts of Melbourne. Yeah,
Pakenham? Does Pakenham get a trial?
Yeah.
Does it for 5G?
No, sorry. I thought we were talking about great suburbs of Melbourne. Back to the argument. So 60 Australian suburbs have been named.
I want to get you real frustrated.
Wait for it. I went through the list because I was really pumped, hoping my suburb was there. Yeah. And
Dingley. Is that where you live?
Victoria doesn't even get a look in.
What?
We're not even in the 60 sample suburbs.
Get stuffed.
So New South Wales get about 20. Queensland have got about 10.
Joke.
The ACT.
Oh.
South Australia, 3 suburbs are getting
ACT need more than 5G with all the politicians in there.
Can you believe this?
Stuff getting sent
They've
around.
Even said Victoria, Tasmania and Northern Territory are not included. Since when have we been lumped with the Northern Territory and Tassie?
Like,
do they not know we are the world's most livable city?
We
in terms of all the international polls, we usually top Sydney for being one of the best cities in the world. We are being ignored by the telecommunications company.
Shame on them.
I'm really fired up about
shame
this.
Shame on you. What company
How
is it?
How dare they treat us like second-class citizens?
What company is it?
Not mentioning it.
101.9 The Fox.
During that song, we went through even more of the teams Fever's played for. We actually were talking right through that old school hit, and we went through every...
Nanargoon.
Lindenau, Traralgon, Donvale, Hurstbridge, Melton South.
Oh, my God.
Yarra, Wonga, Deer Park. Oh, God. I sound like one of those, like, Kmarts. Like, oh, Coles, you get it at Hurstbridge, Donvale. You know that.
Do you know, it's funny, though, reliving your football days, because you you're a big...
Dustin.
Herculean man, you know, you're a real man, Fev. You're all man.
Some might say a brute.
You are. You know, if you conjure up the definition of masculinity,
well,
you'd see
brute.
A photo of Brendan Favola in the dictionary.
He is a man, a real man.
And speaking of your manhood,
yes.
You've been talking about it the last few weeks.
I mentioned it once.
Well, you know, you mentioned it twice, and then you wanted to chat to someone about it, so we got receptionist from Dr. Snip. Dr. Snip, apparently he's a doctor
original
in Melbourne.
Name.
Snip Snips. And
performs that procedure which prevents you from being a dad.
You were talking to Hughesy about it the other day. Now, we got a message on Facebook from Guy from Hoppers Crossing, and Guy has gone, I will do this with Fev. I've got Guy on the line. Are you there, Guy?
Yeah, hi, how are you?
Good, Guy. So you're ready for the snip too?
I've been ready for a couple of years, I guess. I've just been putting it off.
And reasons why you've been putting it off?
Pretty much the same as you, Fev. The same
the pain.
Hesitation.
Do you have kids already?
Yeah, I've got two older girls, yeah.
Yeah, two girls. You don't want to go again?
No, I'm getting a bit long in the tooth now, so I thought it's time to make sure that doesn't happen again.
Yeah, it's similar to Byron.
No,
it's
not true.
Yeah. Byron's not interested
too. You said you were thinking about it,
Well, no,
Byron?
I'm thinking about it just a bit about me being long in the tooth is not true, but I may well get the snip at some point.
What I like about this, though, Guy and Fev and Byron, if you want to join in. No, because I understand your nervousness and trepidation.
Yeah, I'm very nervous.
I'm thinking this, to do it together. Like
so me and Guy go in and get our snip
moral
together.
Moral support, you and Guy. And, I mean, if there's anyone else who's thinking about getting it done or
what
made
you,
the decision
what
and
are you doing?
They just haven't followed through with it.
What is this?
Well, we're going to have a party.
better than a party, Fev. A club.
A club?
I'm thinking we get a club of men like you that have gone, yeah, I'm going to get it, but a bit too reluctant or, shall I say, scared to get it done on their own, and you all go and get it done together.
Right. Is there a joining fee? Do we get paid?
No, but there's a jingle. You don't want another son. Time to snip it. When you're finished with your gun, you must snip it. Come join Fev and have some fun. And snip it. Snip Club!
Snip Club.
Guy, Fev, welcome to Snip Club. Do you like it?
I love it.
I mean, Guy, only if you really had made the decision. You,
so
you
Guy
really
and I are going to do it together?
Yeah. If you
Are you up for that?
You committed to it.
I'm up for that.
Okay.
I love this. Next week, guys, I'll get you. 101.9
The Fox. The phones are going mad.
The phones are in absolute meltdown. What have we started? What have I started? Just on the back of Fev, for the last couple of weeks, as mentioned, he's decided to get the snip.
Alex decided.
Well, I love that. And it is the couple. You both decide and go, this is what's right for us.
No, a couple works. The wife decides and you go, yes, honey. Happy wife, happy life.
And because you've been saying, Fev, you were a bit nervous and just
very
concerned
nervous
about it.
I lose my mojo.
I found you, Guy, from Hoppers Crossing and said, why don't you boys, the two of you, go in and create, and I created this snip club for you. And we just said 13 10 60. If anyone else, any guys out there have made the decision and they want to do it, they just need to follow through. Join Fev's
so
snip club.
So you've set up Fev's snip club, and thank you, Fee, for the opportunity. And
do
you've
we
also
stay a club, like after we get it done?
Yeah, and you're just bonded for life. Yeah,
just a real bond.
You've even got jingles. And look, Fee's really thought this through, so here we go.
Snip Club for men
we can
who
have reunions.
It's great. It's a really, because for any guys who have decided they want to do it but just need the moral support to have somebody to go in and do it with, who better than Brendan Favola? And I expected a couple of guys. The phones are in meltdown. And I'm now wondering if you all go into, say, Dr. Snip, like how many can Dr. Snip do in
a
day?
Well, this is a good question for Dr. Snip.
Well, Dr. Snip's going to be racked.
We could have.
It's going to make a
fortune. At the moment, there'd be a queue going around the corner. Daniel, also from Hoppers Crossing. What's going on there? Daniel, are you ready? You've decided that this is something you want to do, get the snip?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, have you got kids?
I've got 3 kids already, and about 2 months ago, the wife told me that she's pregnant with our 4.
Oh, congratulations.
Oh, well done.
She's very excited.
You're very quick to get the snip after that announcement.
Hold the line, because we cannot confirm.
She's still got a bun in the oven. I'm snipping.
There are that many calls. Hold the line, Daniel. I mean, you're inundated.
Arguably, Daniel's got another 7 months to relax.
he's not in any danger of having another one.
No, Sherry in Endeavour Hills. Sherry, are you nominating somebody?
I am.
Does he know that he's been nominated?
He'll be listening to this, so I'm sure he does now.
Okay. Is this your hubby?
Yes, Angelo.
Angie!
And how many kids have you got, Sherry?
We've got baby number 5 on the way.
Oh, wow.
I love you've got number 4. You're incubating number 5 and you've got him down at Dr. Snip.
how many months are you?
7 months.
7 months.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Poor Ange.
Ange, if you're listening, you are in Fev's Snip Club.
But
congratulations.
I get it. Sherry's at the pointy end there going,
yeah,
never again. I'm done.
She's absolutely done.
Matt in Sunbury. Hey, Matt.
Hey, Fev. How are you?
Good, Matt. Would you like to join Fev's Snip Club?
I would love to. It's quite a funny story. Over probably the last 5 years, I've actually inquired probably about 3 or 4 times. Got the email back from Dr. Snip and just haven't had the balls to progress with it.
Ah,
Maddie!
So you're like that guy, you know, when you go into rehab, like I did it, and you go, you inquire, and they come back and go, nah, I'm not doing it.
Yes!
Nah. Yeah.
And then I'm not doing it.
Oh. You see the stubby hold at the end for Evan. You go, mate, that would be great conversation around the barbecue with the boys, but then you're chicken out when you get the email through on your inbox. You go,
I just love Dr. Snip sending you reminder emails.
Now, Maddie, we'll get the snip together. Come to be involved in Snip Club. We'll get a big photo taken together with our stubby holders and our chocolate frog. We'll go have a beer and you can talk about that around the barbie.
Snip Mate, clubs. That sounds fantastic.
Cheers.
Let's get the jingle together again.
Let's close out with a jingle. You don't want another son. Time to snip it. When you're finished with your gun, you must snip it. Come join Fev and have some fun. And and slip it. It's gone off.
I don't think I'm finished with my gun yet, though.
Well, hang on. Well, gee, there's a plot twist.
I feel like Matt.
Maybe you're rushing into this.
The Fox.
I do want a chocolate frog, though. 101.9 The Fox. The
Fox. What a morning it was yesterday for Fifi Box. She wasn't in the studio. She was dropping Trixie off for her first day of prep, and tears flowed on yesterday's show.
I was good. I got up. I made lunch. I got the uniform out. Everything's labelled. I woke her up. I've got her dressed, and now I don't think I can take her. I'm hiding in my room because she hasn't seen me cry yet. At the school, we're going to be a mess.
Yeah. There's so many memories of Trixie on this show, so we've made a little bit of a montage for you. So sit back and enjoy this.
Here we go.
She's my baby, like she was born yesterday. What happened?
I saw your flyers on.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't. Dear Trix, it all worked out in the end for me because I got you.
Trix, are you my best friend?
I'm sorry to say this, but no.
Trixie.
There we go for
you. There you
go,
Boxy.
What are you doing to me? Oh, my, what have you just done? You just made it so much worse.
Now, Boxy, there's nothing better than hearing you cry.
Tears of joy.
It's just the best. It gets me up and about. It makes me laugh a lot. Now, a lovely lady on Facebook named Leslie has sent through a poem. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give it to you to read out, and your challenge is not to cry. So I did this in the jungle on Valentine's Day because I hadn't seen my kids for 3 weeks or heard from them or nothing, and they sent me a Valentine's Day letter and I had to get up and read it. Bawled my eyes out.
No.
So the challenge is for you not to cry. Got to read it from start to finish.
It's obviously emotional.
And the poem is The First Day of School.
And there might be some mums and dads in the car now because some kids are starting prep today.
Are they?
And this is Trixie's second day.
Here we go.
Okay, so this is called First Day of School. Okay, here we go. Oh, come on.
Well, just
are you kidding?
Just giving you a bit of music.
Oh. I wonder what you're doing now.
Gone!
She's already out. three words in and the waterworks have started.
I wonder what you're doing now and if everyone is being kind. I hope there's a special person, a nice friend that you can find. I wonder if the teacher knows how dear you are to me. And if the brightness in your heart is something they can see. Beth, what are you doing?
Man, I'm going to cry.
I wonder if you think of me and if you need a hug. I really miss your sweet voice and how you give my leg a tug. Oh, what is this? I wonder if you understand how hard it is to let you grow. On this day, no, my heart breaks as I learn to let you go.
It's a mess. It's a horrible mess.
What is that poem?
It's beautiful.
Oh, no. How much longer have I got to stay here?
101.9 The Fox. Fox FM's $50,000 secret sound.
We promised you we'd play the secret sound at this time and give you a shot at 50 grand. Now that we've all sort of composed ourselves, FIFA's sort of got it together. Whew. All right, here we go.
Okay, what can I hear it and can I find out what someone guessed yesterday because I missed it?
Here we go. Here is the secret sound.
What was a guess yesterday?
Oh, there were a bunch of guesses. They were all wrong.
Typewriter.
Is anyone repeating what your guesses are, Fev?
No.
Amazing.
No,
because Fev has come up with some great guesses. We believe he already knows it. But unless someone calls through with some of Fev's theories or your theories, FIFA, they're not official guesses. So
I still think it's plastic. It sounds like plastic to me.
Okay.
Do it again.
All right, sure. Here we go.
I cannot. Oh, no, it is that solitaire sound on the computer, Fev. You're right.
And no one ever called through with that.
That was a great one. When they deal the cards.
On that computer game,
A computer game where yes, it's good.
And he said another one a few days back that I'm convinced is it, but no one is. I know, I don't want to say what it is because I honestly think it's the
$50,000. You think it's the casino chips.
No, there's another one he said that I swear is it. I'll tell you off air because I reckon it's actually what it is.
Gosh.
Give us a call. 131060.
I've been muzzled. I'm not allowed to talk about it anymore.
13.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Then you're close, I reckon.
I reckon he's already got it.
For resort living every day, live at Mandalay. From $399,900 for eligible first home buyers. As well as the championship golf course, clubhouse, gym and pool, it's only 40 minutes north of Melbourne.